And French leaders face more than just condescension. When Jean Castex, who has a notable southwestern accent, became prime minister, reactions were predictably patronising. But such snobbery can have serious consequences, notes Jonathan Caston of Westminster University. The political editor of France's national broadcaster said Mr. Castex's pandemic guidance seemed less credible when delivered in his Patelin, or village, accent. In truth, some other countries are more like France than they may think. Beyond the BBC, it remains common in Britain to hear public figures belittled for how they speak. The liberal left indulges these prejudices too. Alistair Campbell, erstwhile press secretary to Labour's Tony Blair, mocked the Conservative Home Secretary, Priti Patel, on Twitter. "I really would prefer it if we had a Home Secretary who could pronounce the G at the end of a word." Here, snobbery is dressed up as concern for correct enunciation. But is a ban on such jibes the answer, in France or elsewhere? The case for one is that it would send a powerful signal. There is no rational reason to withhold a job or a loan because of an applicant's accent. But a specific ban on accent discrimination may not be necessary. Donald Dowling, a lawyer at Little & Mendelsohn in New York, points out that in many countries, accent mockery is already used as evidence of other forms of illegal discrimination, such as the racial kind. If you deride a Frenchman for an accent suggesting African origins, you are already breaking the law. In theory, that law could be extended to cover, say, Breton origins, without specifically adding accent to protected categories.